Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're actually in Psalm 145 today, verses 8 and 9. Psalm 145, just two verses, verses 8 and 9. David is speaking here and he says, "The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all and his mercy is over all that he has made." Folks, God is holy and has every right to judge and to condemn. But he's also merciful and full of steadfast love. We deserve his judgment, but we don't deserve his mercy. But because of his love and because of his holiness and because of his mercy, he is patient with us all. But it doesn't mean that there won't be final consequences if you don't respond appropriately to his mercy and to his grace and to his steadfast love. That's why the Bible says that Jesus in John chapter 1 was full of grace and truth. John chapter 1 verse 14 says this, "And the Word," this is Jesus, "became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory." Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So let me make this statement to you again so you can understand where we're going in this challenge today. God is holy and he has every right to judge and to condemn, but he's also merciful. And he's full of steadfast love. So how do you put together the fact that the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, but at the same time, God is a God of holiness and a God of wrath and a God of judgment? Well, the Bible's very clear that when God judges, he's right in doing so. When he condemns, he's right in doing so. When he punishes for eternity, he's right in doing so. But he also has provided a way for us to be reconciled to him, where he still deals with our sin. He doesn't ignore our sin, but he dealt with it himself by having his own son to come. God had his own son come down in the form of man and to live as a man without sin, to die in the place of man, to rise from the dead and give eternal life to all who believe. This is how the two parts of God can come together, his wrath and his steadfast love. His wrath towards sin has been poured out on Jesus. And I'm going to read to you a passage in 2 Corinthians 5. We're going to start in verse 8. 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18 says this. It says, "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he, God, made him, Jesus, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." How can God be a God of wrath and holiness and he must judge sin? And how can God be a God of love and mercy and grace and forgive sinners? The only way that the two can be put together is at the cross. God has judged the sin of mankind. He's judged the sins of the world at the cross on his own son. And if you, by faith, respond to his offer of salvation and receive through repentance and acknowledging your sin and your need of someone to give you righteousness because you don't have it, and believe that Jesus is the only one through the shedding of his blood on your behalf, God will then give you his mercy, he'll give you his grace, he will give you his steadfast love because your sins have been put on Christ. He who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. If you do not respond appropriately to God's offer of mercy and grace, and you do not believe in Jesus, and you reject God's only way of getting you right before him, you are still in your sin. Even though Jesus paid for your sin, you're still accountable for it because you did not accept Jesus's payment. And therefore, the wrath of God and the judgment of God for eternity is headed in your direction. Folks, listen, time is running out. We say don't respond inappropriately to the offer of salvation. Don't receive his grace in vain. Respond today through faith in Jesus and be spared his wrath and able to receive his steadfast love. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.